Shvuas, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin. Mashbi'a ani aleichem, im loy savoyu, v'seidun ish ani koyen. Here we have something totally different. We're not talking over here about damages. We're out of Choshe Mishpah. Reuven is tever the two edim, that they should come say edus, that he's a koyen. Person's lineage is in doubt, his yichus is in doubt, he needs edim to back up. Kefi the gedorim that are mavur in the second perek of Ksubis, the fourth perek of Kedushin, other places where we deal with Yichus and Sveikas therein. Here he needs Edim, and he knows Edim know the family, and they know that he's a Kohen. Shani Levi, there's a Levi. Sheini Ben Grusha, person can be a Kohen and a Levi by birth, but there's a Psul. Why? Because he's a Kohen that was born from a Grusha that married a Kohen. That's called a Cholo. So he wants, there's some type of problem in his lineage. Somebody said his mother was divorced before she married his father. So he wants Edim to say, She'eni ben Grusha, not the son of that Grusha. She'eni ben Chalutza. Ben Chalutza is a woman who was given Chalitza because her husband died. Her brother-in-law gave her Chalitza. Be'etzim, she's an Almana. Midrabbana Chazal gave her, since she's undone the Zika with potential with a brother-in-law that should be Miyabim her. Aideh Maisa Chalitza, it's similar to like a Maisa Gershon. They gave her a Psul Legabi Akoyin. Of a Grusha. And because of that, Ben Chalutza goes together with Ben Grusha. We had in the very first Mishnah in Makkos also, where Edim are made falsely, and then they were Huzam, and they were made that somebody is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Here you have the flip side. Please come say Edus, that I'm not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So the common denominator over here is that all these tefillos are on Yichus, on lineage, not on Momoin. Here's where the Mishnah is telling us that Shvuas or Edus has to be on a Tfiya Sheyesh by Momon. Now the Mishnah says something else over here. The Mishnah now gives cases of things that are not Dine Momonis. There are Edus where the Teveya is not the Baldover himself. He's being Teveya to say Edus for somebody else. He's Teveya come say Edus for Sheish Plani Kain, that somebody else is a Kain. Sheish Plani Levi, Sheini Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. There's a Yid out there who's in pain. Bezdin is saying that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They're not letting him Duchen anymore. They're not letting him eat Truma. Please come say Edus for him. So there the Ptur would be, even if it would be Momon. Because the Ptur over here is that the Baldover has to be Tevea. Look at the Teis Yom Tov over here. The Mishnah is only coming Lafuke. There are certain cases of Dine Momonis where the Teveya for the Shvua could be somebody else, not the Baldover himself. This is what we call a Koyach Hashoh. Hashoh is a power of attorney. That means Reuven gives Shimon a power of attorney to deal with a certain claim he has, certain chayvis. He gives a collection agency, the marshal, to collect chayvis. The collection agency could go to Beis Din, could be Teveya, Edim to come say Edus, etc. They represent him. In that case, if the collection agency goes to the Edim, potential Edim, and says, we mashbi you, come say Edus, that case there would be a Shvus Edus. It's Momin, and a Hashoh will give that a claim, a shame, that a Baldov is the one who's placing the claim. But over here, by Yichus, Avad, it's not that way. So that's why the Mishnah includes both of these. Now the Mishnah says a different case. She'onas ish ploini is bitoi. That Reuven was Ma'anis, his daughter. Now, Achmon, son, somebody is Boal bitoi, it's Chiv Skilo. So Avad, there's Kamle B'dirab Mine, and Mimel is not a Chitvias moment. This is a Hemshuk of the din that we had before Mishnah Vov. Or Shechoval bibni. The Loshna we had before is Shehikani bini. That means without Hoitzoaz dam, it's not considered Hakos of Hamachayevis Misa. But over here, Shechoval bibni is to say, Edus, that my son gave me a punch that was Moitzi dam. That's Chiyuv Eskilu. By the way, even without Hasro, with a person who did that very, he burnt down the barn the previous Mishnah. Here he gave his father a punch in the nose. Even without Hasro, despite the fact that he's not Chai Misa Bepoil, that is considered a Chiyuv Misa. The Din HaKavla of the Ramine is on Shoigig as well as Amazed. Or the Mishnah says, Shechova Bichaveh, Shehidlik as Gdishi B'Shabbos. The case of Hidlik Gdishi B'Shabbos, like we said before, that's Chiyuv Skilo. So over there, Harei Elu Pturin, there's no Tfias Moment. Over there, there's no Din HaShua Seidus. Mishnah Ches. Mashbi Ani Aleichem, Im Loi Savoyu V'Siduni. Here the Baldover is talking and he's saying, I'm Teveyu to come say Eidus. That so-and-so, Ish Ploini Omar, Litin Lim Mosayim Zuz, v'lo nosan li. I'm not being teveh that he owes me $100. He promised to give me $200. Harei l'pturin. She'en chayoven ala al tvias mamon kipikodin. The chiyuv of Shavuos HaEdus is only when there's an outstanding chiyuv. Saying that so-and-so promised he's going to give me 200 zuz might shame him into giving the money, but it's not a tvias mamon. Even though it might be worth mamon if you have Edim saying, ah, you promised to give him $200. Come on, keep your word. He might be tempted to pull out his wallet and pay the $200. It's not a tvias mamon.